טוב עם היום חוכם זה אשר נתקייכם ראשיכם, שבטאיכם בניכם ושוטריכם כל איש ישראל everybody standing היום חוכם לפני אשר נתקייכם פרשם ונתם ניצובים זה יוצא, זה ניצום היום ראש השונה each one לפי מדריגוסוי ראשיכם, שבטיכם everybody is needed לפי מדריגו חזל שאי מרד גזח זו חזל המדר שהגודו לא מניס בכו פעש שאתם ניצום לכלולויס וששומו יזכו הם נהי הכלולויס חוץ ושתיים they heard 100 כלולויס except for 2 חוץ ממנטה שבתו יש חגנים היביקו פניהם ונהי פעש we ended up with the כלולויס it will be good player their face turns colors from the pachat of the clothes but when Michal Yuchel Lamed Be'elo who could stand in these type of clothes Hitzchul Moshe Lefai Tfai Tzom Atem Nitzom Hayoy you're standing here today you're around the clothes by Yisroel Mikayim Eschem forget from the clothes of the Yisroel you stand strong So the obvious question, the Mefarshim will speak about it, is what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing over here? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself spoke to Klal Yisrael, gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzadik Ches Klolos, 98 Klolos were given for the Tachlis, that they should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means business. That a person can't say b'shmirus libi eileich that I'll go on my own way that a person has to realize that he's responsible for his actions and if he's not going in the right way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring din v'cheshbon on him there will be a price to pay for his actions And Moshe Rabbeinu comes along afterwards and says, Atem Nitzom Hayom, don't worry about it. He calms them down, he cools them off. What's the pshat? Be'etzem, there's another inyan in the parasha where we have to be ma'an mevar. I want to try to win yonim together, Be'ez Hashem Yitzborach. In the parasha later on, it says when all the brachas and klolos are going to come v'ashivoyisel v'avecho v'chol ha'goyim v'shem yichocho Hashem l'kosh roma when the brachas and klolos will come upon Klal Yisrael and they see what happens to them so the pasuk says they're going to do tshuva v'ashivoyisel v'avecho v'yitzio v'shavto ad Hashem l'kecho you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shomata v'koyloi you'll listen to his voice again Klal Yisrael comes to that realization that Taco, we have to change. And they're going to do tshuva and come back. Ad Hashem Lekecho. Chazal Zohar says, Ad Hashem Lekecho is a madrega. That tshuva is mekareves. Tshuva brings the person back. It's magaz al kisei hakovoi. They're going to return totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vishav. And then the pasuk continues, Umol Hashem Lekecho es levovecho ves levav zarecho. Hashem will mal levavecha v'slevav zarecha the hearts of you and your children la'av as Hashem lekech b'chol levav b'chol namshcha and then lachamo so the shayla is what's this mal I mean Klal Yisrael returned already Klal Yisrael did tshuva Klal Yisrael I come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's the mal Hashem lekech v'slevavecha v'slevav zarecha Why is that? There's another parasha, Klai Yisrael already back, or Mo, Hashem has to, he will circumcise the heart again. What is this? Ayah Darga, a new Darga of Mo, Hashem, and the Kenneth of Avachav Esav, Avdarecha, which Agad, Mr. Brewer brings the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Dov Kuf Pei Aleph, that this is Oysi Aytelu, Mo, Hashem, and the Kecha, Eslav Avachav, Eslav Avdarecha, Eslav Avachav, Eslav Avdarecha, Eslav Avdarecha, Eslav Avdarecha, what's this added din umol Hashem alikecha zavavach? Klai Yisrael's been returned on Hashem alikecha. There's another kash that we have to bring out. The Mishnebura brings in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Tzai. Very interesting Mishnebura. The halacha is in the Gemara, Lamed Beis, Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's no Hallel, Rabbi Yisai. We don't say Hallel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why not? Why don't we say Hallel? Mechayr to Yontif. Zog the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis. Because since they are days of Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason Psuchim Lefanov, there are books that are put to Pasur Lefanov, the day, the seriousness of the day, Yom Noiroim, we call it days of awesomeness. The day that Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason Psuchim Lefanov, the books of life and death are open in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We Atem Oimim Shira, we can sing forth the Hallel. That Shaykh. Those are the Mishnah brings that. But the Mishnah Brewer says, and there's a steer in the Torah, we know what Halacha is in the beginning of the Halachos Rosh Hashanah is brought down that Mr. Mechabsin or Mistapim Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, we're allowed to launder our clothes, and we're allowed to cut our hair, go to barbers on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Chor, we wouldn't think it's a day that we should be oisik in these type of things. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "La'harois sha'anu b'tuchim b'chazda yisbarach," to show that we are soymech, that we're batuach, we have insurance over here. That the chet we have b'tuchim b'chazda yisbarach. That Yisbarach says, "She yotzi l'tzedek mishpoteinu," he'll bring forth the mishpat l'tzedek, and therefore we're allowed to wash ourselves and get ready for the yontif. So is it a yontif? Is it a day that we can launder our clothes and get ready and make our hair all nice, take a nice haircut, look good for the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, to only celebrate Rosh Hashanah? Or is it a day that we say to ourselves, this is the day of Pachad, this is the day of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason Sukhum the fun of, this is the day that we don't say Hallel? What's going on? The Mishnah Berurah answers this question in one line, and the soil of the ganzes kash that we ask of tourists with this Mishnah Berurah. Zokter v'yafal gar shor betuchim sheneitzis akoyim b'din, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we have this avtocha, and that's why we're taking haircuts, and that's why we're getting ready for the Heilige Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Because betuchim sheneiti zakoim b'din be'ez Hashem will be zakoim b'din. Mikol makom, I'm going to listen to a lashon Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich liyos yorei v'chorei me'emas hadin. We have to be fearful. We have to tremble for the emas hadin, for the pachad, for the noira, for the tremendous, tremendous awesomeness of the din. V'aydei zekach yitzkel eschus. Through the fact that we have this pachad, through the fact that we really feel the emas hadin, it's a week before Rosh Hashanah. Where is everybody? Falafel balls. It's Rosh Hashanah in a week. Do we understand the meaning of that? Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason Sukhum Lefanov. Then the Baruch Shalom takes everybody behind them, the front of Kibnei Moroi, singularly, one after the next, and we're judged. want to dig down me yichyal me yamos. Mi v'kitzoy, mi v'loy v'kitzoy. Mi v'eish u'mi v'mayim. I'm not scared. Why should I be scared? I'm 20 years old. Healthy specimen. I just went to the doctor. He gave me a healthy report. Gilevaya of Abocha Chas Shalom Shmuel Belkovich. What happened? He was nifted in his sleep. Disease unknown. The Japanese flu got to him. A new flu that developed. Dead. 20-year-old Rachmanis on heart attacks. 40-year-olds. 50. Children run over Chas v'Shalom. Ooh, Migzah on Rosh Hashanah. Who is not afraid of the din of Rosh Hashanah? The guns still have it. Our whole lives are at stake over here. And not only our life and death. Miya oni, miya oshe. Wealth. Health. Even if he lives, he can have a year of Yisurin, Yishole, Rabbi Yasser. He can have a year of Yisurin, Rahman Utslan. He made it through the year, but such Yisurin, such pain, such anguish. Why? On the Shoshana Yikot Zevun. Yom Sem Kippo Yechoseimun. Malochim Yechofeidun. The Malochim are afraid. The Malochim are standing there trembling for the awesomeness of the day. What's he doing? Garinim. I just ate 275 Garinim seeds. What happened? Life and death. He brought you to Kuli Alma. When are we going to get start getting ready? Mr. Shabbos is Slichoy. A week before this, from this Shabbos, next week is the last week of the year. Is there any Eimas Hadin? Are we scared a little bit? Are we starting to feel a little bagat? In this generation, we have to be very careful. Don't mention pachat. Let's go to a psychologist. The psychiatrist popping pills because he can't deal with it. The Bereisha wants us to have pacha. So to Mishta Bruder, that's the whole tafkid of the Eimas Adin. Just sorrowfully as Yorei Becholei the Eimas Adin, because Bo wants it. Allah Yidei Kach Mishtachalei Eskoyis. Through that was Zoyich HaBedin. That's the chat Moshe Rabbeinu always had. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they heard the member, the Tzadik Ches Klolis. They heard that Chas V'Shalom will come to eat your children's basar. The Yisur will be Noiroim. The Tzadik Ches Klolis, the Toi Chacha, which came true when they saw it real life, Rachman al-Tzad in the concentration camps. People mamish, starving. Not many years ago, Rabbi Shai. People starving. Skeletons dying daily. And all the tsars through the years. Of all the terrorists and the bombings and the deaths and masses, Rahman al-Aslan. And the sicknesses and the machalos, Rahman al-Aslan, deaths. Young, old, all types. When they heard this, Kali saw Hariku Pnei, they became frenzied. They became such pachat. They didn't know what to do. They ran to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is pachat. What should we do? Moshe Rabbeinu, his chalafai son, they had pachat. They realized that there's a Yibayin HaShem HaOlam. They had the realization, what is that pachat? If the mouse came over to you, or a little kid 10 years old, and I'm going to beat the living daylights out of you, a little skinny, scrawny kid comes over to you. This guy's bulging, you know, he's bulging with muscles. I'm going to beat the living day that he laughs it off. He has pachad. That kid. I'll put my foot on his nose. I'll stamp him out in the 2 minutes. He's afraid of him. But the fact that a person has pachad from a Kodesh Baruch Hu means that he has the realization that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do it. That he is the Shoyleit in the Bria. That he is the Melech. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about, Rabbi Stein. The realization that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Melech. How many times are we going to say it? But to realize it, it's because that a person enters as Papa. There's a real sensation of fear. That itself is a Mahalach of Malchus. To recognize the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's not only that. That's not the only way, I believe, that this could be done. That's one of the Mahalchim. For the Gemara Zok, in Lashon HaTezayin, Im Lefonei Malchis, B'Rosh HaTeshteshi, Tam Lichuni Aleichem, B'Mamlech Mi the King. If you believe that God is going to the King, you have Pachat, because on this day he's going to judge you. But it's more than that. There's something much more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's Rosh Hashanah being a Yontif, as the Lashon HaRambam, the Yontif Shem Rosh Hashanah. Hashem weighs the deeds of all of us. And He wants us to be fearful. He wants us to be afraid. But not as an end in itself. That's not the eventual goal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just to make you afraid. There's something much deeper. As the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis in Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah we did says Pshat of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam teaches Pshat why we don't say on Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, why Taka? Don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Look the Hilkir Rambam. Zok Tehilke Rambam, that today, the reason why we don't say, Hallel, on Rosh Hashanah, Zok Tehazei, V'omru B'Shas Hallel, Fishalo Yekor, and Hallel, V'Rosh Hashanah, V'Lo Miki Yom Kippurim, V'Yishem Yimei Avoido, V'Achno, there are days of work, and Achno, and to humble yourself, U'Pachat, U'Moira Me'Hashem, and fear and trembling from Hashem is bavi yirmi meno umirach umanois eilov utshuva v'tachanunum ubakosha kapor uslicha uvechol eilu ha'inyonim enon hogun haschoik v'asimcha, rejoicing to be in the mood of happiness on these days. That's not the right mood a person should be in. There are days of seriousness, but the Rambam says something awesome on the air voice side. As you read it quickly, you might pass it by. Says the Rambam, there are days of fear. And when a person's afraid, Rabbi Sai, the nature of a person who's scared is he runs. He runs far away. He tries to run away from the pachat. He tries to escape it. Says the Rambam, that is the tafkid of the fear on Rosh Hashanah. U'pachat, u'moira, Hashem wants that fear and to run away. But where to run, Abbasai? Where are we running? So if they hear the Rambam, u'mirach, you're running, u'monos eilav, we run back to Hashem. And that's the process, and that's the start of the tshuva. Tshuva is to return, Abbasai. Tshuva means to come back. So after my beat, as I mentioned this morning, coming, where are we coming back to? Where did we leave when we're coming back? So after my beat, each and every one of us is the chelik elukami mal. On a neshama who the real essence of us is the chelik elukami mal. And that neshama wants to return to its true place. Eitzel kisei hakavod. But the averus, and the things that we do wrong, the things that separate and distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distance the soul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, push us away. We We want to return. Return to Him. The pachad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings is for the sake, Zok the Rambam, that we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We run away. We're scared. It's a pachad. If anybody has seichel in their brains, if anybody really cared about what's their life, if we thought for a minute of that our lives are mamish hanging on a thread, who could be seichel v'nech abedin? And when we truly seichel last year, oh, I made it through last year, how many yisurim that we had? How many things that happened, Rahman al-Islam? And it was all totally on Rosh Hashanah. Everything goes bust at the beginning. Afterwards, once the din is sealed, after the Ilat Hashar, it's kamat over for a yochid, for sure the Gemara's mashma. Maybe a rabbin can be zecha b'tshuva. But for a yochid, he has the 10 days. And this is the time, Rabbi Yisrael. If he doesn't prepare for Rosh Hashanah, he can yoytzei with a chas v'shalom and dinoy l'ra. And then it's a hard, very, very hard to change. Rosh Hashanah is a time that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be afraid. But why? Not for the person that I want to scare you. Like a bear. I'm here to recreate, to reenact, to bring back to its original state our relationship as father and son. Because the Rambam says that the nature is going to be able to run away, going to be afraid. Where can I run? Where should I hide? What can I do? You come to the realization that the only place to hide, the only place to run, is Elav Yisborach, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gufo. It's a mivrach, it's a running away from Him, but it's a running towards Him. And the mashal, Rabbi Yisai, that everybody can feel it. We experienced it, but many children and parents went through it when they were young. A lightning bolt runs out, a very, very tremendous thunderstorm in a person's house. The young little child, he's been 3 or 4 years old, he hears the thunder. He hears the lightning. He had a day where he was mamish b'pachad. What does that child do, Rabbi Zai? He knocks on the door of his parents. And he enters the room and he climbs into the bed of his tata. Why? Because he's afraid. And he realizes that his only security is by his father, because he thinks and he believes as a young child that his father can do everything. His father can protect him. And when a person comes to the realization on Rosh Hashanah that I'm like a thread being held in the hand of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if you just tilt the hand, Chas v'Shalom, it's over. Chayim Birtzoinoi, the Chayim that we have is Birtzoinoi according to His will, and if He decides on Rosh Hashanah that this is it, it's over this year, Chas v'Chalila, He makes that decision, we have nowhere to escape from us. And the realization of that pachad, the realization of our, that we're so fragile, that we have no control of what's going to happen this year. We have no control over how we're going to need Nitzel this year. We have only one vehicle to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do a tshuva. We run back, we run into the bed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we know it's only by Him we have true security. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Emes HaDin. It's not to make us scared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us back at His dinner table. He wants us back, that relationship that was so disturbed, was scoured, was messed up this year by the Satan who frightened us into doing Averis. When we have that Pachad Adin, we stand there by the loo. the noose waiting, chas v'shalom. Everything's different. Everything's different. We return, and we build our relationship once again. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only want stam that we return. He wants it to be a mass of love. That it should be a father-son relationship. That we should come into his arms and embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Moshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough that you do tshuva. I don't want just a tshuva meyira. I don't want you just to be afraid and run and be scared. I want to develop that relationship. I want to feel the embracement of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, I want you to come back. I need you by my dinner table. How am I going to do it? Thunder was only created. What is the cause of bringing these thunders? These volcanoes? These earthquakes? What's it all for? One purpose. Wake up. Ubu! Yeshayna Mishina. It's time to wake up. You're forgetting what you hear, and you're forgetting who you are. As the Rambam says, in Perekim Mehilchos Truma, Afal Pishat Kiyah Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosuv Remez Yesh Poi, Uru Yishen Mishinatchem, V'Hakitzu Nidor Mishadamatchem, V'Chipzu Ma'aseichem V'Chosu V'Tshuva, Eilu Ashochem Et Ha'emes, Ba'av Le'azman, we forget the truth, we forget where we belong, we forget who we are, we're lost. We're really the Shamans, holy the Shamans that belong close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where are we? Eating falafel balls. I think with Goyish music that was created for the Goyim to live like animals. The head, that is the head to who knows what. Forgetting the truth. We want to be like the behemoths. We want to be like the Goyim. We want to act like them and do what they do. It's the behemoths, the animals. You're a higher being, you're a yid. You're the Shem Elokai, Mimal. But the Chavetz Chaim once came into the Rav Yeshiva. The thing he was doing was Yemei Slichas, and he walked in and wanted to give a shmuz. The Chavetz Chaim came up to the bima. He opened up the siddur. Everybody's waiting for the words of the Chavetz Chaim, the holy pearls of words. So the Chavetz Chaim opened the siddur and he said, "And the guy, Nishoma Shemasat to be, to Hoyri, Ato Veroso, Ato Yatzalto, Ato Nafach to be, Ato Shemashamra Bikibi, Ato Osin Blit Mohammed Meni, Olachsiu Halasin Mavo." This is the neshama, this is who we are. Tehoirihi. We're neshamas tehoiris. We scoured them. We dirtied them. But you're neshama tehoira. And we're going to get back to neshama one day. Purify ourselves. Lefnei Hashem titaru. That's what it's all about, I would say. So all this pachat has a big mockery. And a person who doesn't start to work on her, doesn't start to think about it. It's not for the purpose. Hashem doesn't want us to go crazy. Doesn't want us to seek out doctors, taking pills for depression. That's not what the pachad's about. The pachad is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us back. The Shimshim Pinkis Latzal, there was a yid in his neighbor, Nebuch, who didn't have children for many years. And Rav Shimshin said, wanted to help him. He came crying to Rav Shimshin, diving for me. So Rav Shimshin told him, "I have an eitzah for you. Come to my house tonight at 2 in the morning. I have an eitzah for you." Thinking that maybe the school is there, he's going to come at 12 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning, and Rav Shimshin's going to have this new lead soup that he's going to pour over his head at 2 in the morning, holding a broom over his left shoulder, and that's the gula is going to do it. He came 2 o'clock. Reb Shimshon said, "No, get into my car. I'm going for a drive." He never heard of this skula, driving, the drive at 2. It wasn't in any of the skula books. Reb Shimshon took him out. They lived in Ofakim. Ofakim was a very, very wasteland, a lot of a desert area. He took him out to a desert. He said, "Get out of my car right now." Never heard of that skula either. He got out of the car. Reb Shimshon said, "I'm coming back in a half hour. See you then." And he left the guy all alone in the mamish wasteland, in the dark, with no one around. He came back after 20 minutes, and he said, "You haven't cried enough. I'm coming back." He said, No. "I'm coming back another half hour." He went away. He came out of the guy in this picture, the scene guy in the desert, no one around, everybody's side, the howling of the hyenas in the background. The guy sitting there alone with nothing there. The Shimshon came back after half hour, the guy's tears were crying, were falling from his face. Tears were pouring down from his eyes. "Oh, I see you dying today, Renishon, yes. Come back in the car. Your vow is going to be answered." The mice is murdered, the Kabbalah, but I feel that the Shimshon's Kabbalah was... Can you imagine the scene, everybody said, picture the scene out there, who knows where, by yourself, everybody said, person outside, who knows where, on a road, for 2 seconds, he's mamish for pachad, he doesn't know who's going to come, what's going to happen. He let him off in some desert area, all alone. The pachad, the fear, that the person has at that moment, is myritic. What happens then? The person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his might. With all his soul. And he feels his destitution. He's destitute. He feels he has nothing in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no escape, nowhere to run. Then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. If we really have come to that realization that this din on this year of Tav Shin Ayin, the new year, is totally rach v'rach in how we turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the pacha that we have, and the feeling of the Emes Adin, and the Nesara Toikif of the Kedushas Hayoyin, that we say that tefillah, and we feel the experience and feel those words, and that everybody should be boicha, be crying in that moment for the pacha. When we start now, this last coming week, real, how to realize it's the last week of the year, maybe we can start, that's the slichas are all about, maybe we can start fixing up that whole entire year. If we walk into Rosh Hashanah with that feeling, that I have nowhere to run, there's no escape, then we're going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and start the process of tshuva. And that's why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur. Because we must have the fear that our deeds are being weighed and the chances of success are minor, and the only way to be successful is to be on a Kodesh Baruch Hu team. Maybe that's the child Vayidezeh Yizkeh B'din, maybe in Jewish or maybe in Amkos Ayidezeh Yizkeh, because now you become the Ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You rejoin, you reconnect, you reunite into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's family. And family has a different day. So, very nice. It's nice to be in yeshiva. But our voice, we're holding a week before the most serious and most important day of the year. Anybody would have a court case, anybody would have something judging on his life to go to jail for 2 years. You see these people that go to courts. Now you have these people here and there, they go to courts. They're putting them in jail for 2 weeks, 2 years, 3 years, maybe 15 years. The seriousness of the din. And now a person's going into a din where Chas V'Sholoi, he knows friends that didn't walk out alive last year. He knows friends that have Yisurin, Rahman Aslan. He knows families who lost their children who lost their parents. The Lashon HaBeYoyin is, in Sechelik Sheni, how a person, if he talks about the Asar Yamin, that a person can't go to work, he can't sleep, he can't eat. How can he do it? knowing what's going on. This is the charge these times. To start thinking a little bit of what life is about and how much we have to gain and how much we have to lose. Everything is totally next week, week from Wednesday. Everything! And those guys who, having a good time, chilling, and so much chilling, they're so cold from chilling so much. It's the time of year that the chilling has to calm down a little bit. It's to start thinking a little bit under it, a little different. To put a different piece into the computers now. Different mode. Because these are days that our every existence, our families, our parents, our everything, shidduchim, everything! If a person takes it seriously. We got out of the shmooz tonight, holy, we snuck out before we saw Surahs. We were successful. We missed it. We got away. We were able to go to Yesh and buy olives. 16 cans of olives for Shabbat. The black olives and the green olives. And we're going to eat them on Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. We're all prepared. But we prepare for Yom HaDin. Those who can hear the Shmuz of Yisrael, what a loss. Not Dafka my Shmuz of Yisrael, anybody's Shmuz. The days we should be listening to Shmuzin, learning Musa, getting in the mood of Yisrael. Going around and stop looking for ways to get out of everything is not going to help us getting in the mood. The more a person feels the pacha, the more a person feels how he's fragile, how he has nothing to rely on but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more successful his din will be. Rabbi Hashem, we should be zoich of Eiz Hashem. We should work on this week learning Svarim, understanding the seriousness of these days, hearing the shofar that's being blown every day, that also to get us into the seriousness of the days, learning Torah, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and start the path back. And Be'ez Hashem, this Rosh Hashanah will be a different year for all of us. We'll be zeichah to be nichtav v'nechtav b'sifron shasadik v'nechtav.